Many producers are busy out in the field swathing and baling alfalfa and forage sorghum or sedan, but it soon will be time for wheat drilling. There's still time to control or kill the volunteer wheat before you attempt to plant your 2026 wheat crop. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, Crop Production Agent with Post Rock District of K-State Extension. Producers really don't like the mention of volunteer wheat, but you can always count on it rearing its ugly head. Volunteer wheat is a fact of life in wheat production, and no combine is perfect, so there is usually plenty of grain left on the ground in the field to produce volunteer. Stay tuned and I will share management guidelines to help manage the volunteer wheat in your ground for this year. Volunteer wheat can serve as a host for insects such as the wheat curl mite, the Hessian fly, the green bug, and the bird cherry oat aphid, along with diseases such as the wheat streak mosaic virus complex and barley yellow dwarf. The wheat streak mosaic virus complex, which includes two other viruses, including triticum and the high plains virus, spread by the insect the wheat curl mite, and is the most significant threat from volunteer wheat. The wheat can be affected with the wheat streak mosaic virus in the fall or in the spring, with the fall infection most impacting the yield. The cycle starts when the wheat plant dries down. The wheat curl mite then congregates on the flag leaves and are picked up by wind currents and carried to their oversummering grass hosts, including volunteer wheat, corn, and a few other grasses. As summer hosts start to dry down, the reverse process occurs, and the mites are carried by winds to the newly emerged winter wheat. The most severe wheat streak mosaic is found where volunteer wheat provides that green bridge through the summer between wheat crops. On average, Kansas producers lose 10 million bushels per year to this disease. Control of volunteer wheat is the best defense against the wheat streak mosaic virus complex. If the volunteer is still alive, or worse yet, dying when new wheat is emerging, pests and diseases will likely move from that volunteer wheat directly into the new wheat. Kansas has been significantly affected by these diseases the last couple of years. There are two critical periods for volunteer control: immediately after harvest and prior to fall planting. Volunteer wheat can be destroyed by either conventional tillage or by the use of chemicals, or a combination of both. K-State Research and Extension is expanding and has a new recommendation with managing your volunteer wheat. The recommendation is called the wheat-free window. These windows include periods 30 days prior to the start of the optimal winter wheat planting window by zones in Kansas. For north central Kansas, our window is wheat free from August 15th to September 15th. Other management guidelines include avoiding early planting, which can also reduce the wheat curl mite numbers and the length of time that they have to transmit that wheat streak mosaic virus complex. Varietal selection can also be an important way to reduce the impact of wheat streak. Since the mite is carried by the wind from plant to plant and from field to field, the control of all volunteer is critical. The mite can be carried for several miles, so the cost of not controlling volunteer may hurt you and also your neighbor. If you are noticing volunteer wheat close to where you will be planting winter wheat, you may want to select a variety that has some resistance to wheat streak mosaic, or plant later as indicated by our best management practice dates, which range from September 29th in Jewell and Smith counties to October 4th in Lincoln, with Osborne and Mitchell counties in between these dates. There are currently a few varieties adapted to Kansas that have the wheat streak mosaic resistance, including Kansas Dallas, Kansas Bill Snyder, Kansas Territory, along with Kansas Mako and Kansas Western Star, which might help in lessening the virus infection. A couple of excellent publications are available for producers through K-State Research and Extension, including the 2025 Wheat Variety Guide, along with the 2025 Chemical Weed Control Booklet. The Wheat Variety Guide publication provides evaluation of each of the wheat varieties for disease and insect resistance, while the chemical publication outlines weed control chemicals for each of the major crops in Kansas. Remember, volunteer wheat is the source of severe problems and may actually cost much more if not controlled. Stop by or call any offices of our Post Rock Extension District, including Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center for the publications I mentioned, or if you have additional questions on controlling or managing volunteer wheat. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District, Crop Production Agent. Have a great day.